Lately, I've been focusing on soothing myself more into feeling more satisfied. Because even though I'm living my personal happily ever after life, I find myself still not exactly satisfied with myself. And we all know that feelings of dissatisfaction and of judgment create a resistance to manifesting our desires. Welcome to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. I am your host, Yelena Senetsin. There was a time when I wanted to be happy, but did not know how to get there. I am here right now because I have learned a lot while designing and manifesting my own personal happily ever after life. And I want to share with you every tool and practice I have used to get here. In each episode, we explore what personal happiness might look like, and we share actionable steps for tuning into your desires, for living life with no regrets, for using negative emotions as a clarifying tool, and for finding your flow as you describe and create your joyful life. Recently, I had an experience where I discovered that my internal dialogue is more negative than I thought it was. I went to the Ukrainian consulate to get some paperwork done, and the person who helped me remembered me from 27 years ago when we trained in the same swimming pool in Kyiv. She was a swimmer and I was a synchronized swimmer. I asked her what year she was born because all of us went to the same school, so I wondered with which of my teammates she was in the same class. She was older than me by 4 years, but she looked younger than me by about 10 years. So comparisitis kicked in my mind, and I felt like shit about my extra weight and about the way I looked in general. On my way home from the consulate, I was trying to figure out why I felt so low, and I realized that my subconscious thoughts and feelings were more negative than I thought they were, because within our conversation, I said a few things that made me see that I'm still very judgmental about my body composition. And as I understand it now, I said those things in a conversation with a person I haven't seen in a quarter of a century because those thoughts of dissatisfaction and judgment are playing on repeat in the back of my mind. And the thoughts we continually think become our beliefs. Do I believe that I'm fatter than I should be? Yes. But am I less valuable as a person because of the extra weight on my body? No, I'm not. However, constantly judging myself about my weight makes me feel like I'm less valuable. This experience helped me see that I don't even consciously notice when I am in judgment of myself. However, this may be the explanation to me feeling stressed in my body so often. Being stressed is physically demanding, and I don't feel like giving it my energy anymore. So it's time to change that judgmental track playing in my subconscious mind. A few months ago, I interviewed my friend Tatiana Lisovskaya, who was a music composer in an Oscar-nominated movie at Eternity's Gate. And she shared with me her purposeful internal dialogue. She had been a target of a lot of negativity in her life, and she needed a way to shut down external opinions about herself. She shuts the negativity that comes at her by repeating to herself on the daily basis, "I am great, my music is great, my art is great, my life is great." And since she started repeating these phrases in her mind, her life has changed tremendously because she doesn't allow negativity about herself enter her mind. These days, the negativity I get comes from my own habitual thinking. But I too want to take control of my internal dialogue. So I started following Tatiana's example by repeating to myself that whatever I am in judgment of is great, or I use the word amazing. So throughout the day, I repeat to myself, I am amazing. My body is amazing. My art is amazing. My face is amazing. My podcast is amazing. My videos are amazing. I am an amazing mom. I am an amazing wife. I have an amazing life. This simple practice has dramatically decreased my stress level because my body feels more relaxed since I started doing it. So if you'd like to join me in changing those internal negative beliefs by creating a positive internal dialogue, you can choose an uplifting positive word to describe yourself and everything you do. Here are some suggestions for the words you can try using. I am great. I am amazing. I am awesome. I am incredible. I am marvelous. I am remarkable. I am excellent. I am tremendous. I am magnificent. I am impressive. I'd love to know which word you chose, so it would be great if you could comment with it under this podcast. I'm so glad you tuned in today. To continue in the flow of magic, subscribe to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. If you'd like to connect elsewhere and to stay up to date, you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube at Swimming and Living. To support this work, you can leave a review on iTunes or on a podcast streaming platform of your choice. Please remember, being happy takes practice. Give yourself credit for your every win. Focus on your desires, and little by little, you'll find yourself in a fairy tale of your own creation. Enjoy.